The group that claims it kidnapped Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl has threatened to kill him within 24 hours. US news organizations received another email and new photographs from the group that apparently kidnapped Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl in Pakistan. In the email, the group, which previously identified itself as National Movement for the Restoration of Pakistani Sovereignty, threatened to kill him within 24 hours unless the US government released Pakistani prisoners held in the Afghan war. Pearl's wife, Marine, said she and her husband went to Pakistan because they wanted to know more about the people and write about their views.
So, your husband.
I've seen this email that you just mentioned, and what can I do? Nobody has contacted me. Nobody is trying to, you know, to tell me what I should do. I have read the statement. I've read with my, you know, my like open heart and trying to understand what they say. I think I do. But what should I do? What exactly, you know, it's a general statement, and then it's my life. So I need some indication of exactly, precisely what I should do, you know, regarding what they want. His almost religion, I would say, is truth. He's somebody who's like I never saw him say a lie, you know. In his journalism, I've never seen somebody so honest about, you know, the people. Never have any judgment, you know. And the reason, like, why we're in Pakistan today is because we wanted to know more about the people and write about their views and keep working on that same idea of how we're going to create a dialogue, because we know the world is not easy. I am pregnant. I'm going to have a baby, and we are trying at all level to create a better world. I mean, it sounds like big words, but, you know, that's our life.
Pearl was working on a story about alleged shoe bomber Richard Reed, who's being detained in U.S. ahead of trial on charges he tried to blow up an airliner. Ashima Sharda, ANI.